Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Welcome, everybody, to this brand new episode of the Geek Bites, brought to you by the
Geek Buddies. Hey!
We're back here to have a quick discussion about the Deadpool and Wolverine trailer that dropped. We're probably dropping this in the morning, so drop today as we're recording it. Earlier today, so much in this Deadpool and Wolverine trailer, so much happened here. We're going to get right into it, just talk about overall thoughts, speculate on some of the big moments from the trailer, and just get on out of here as quickly as we can. So, Michael, your overall thoughts here, Deadpool and Wolverine trailer. What did you feel about this one? This is the first official trailer, second trailer from the film.
Well, if seeing Logan and Wade together wasn't enough, they gave me Madonna's greatest song of all time as the soundtrack for the trailer. So I was good. It was great. It did, you know, it confirmed a lot of things that we've been talking about. We got to see more of some things that we knew were going to be in it. And then it gave us some fresh new things to chew on. But it was definitely a feast of Easter eggs. I saw somebody say on Twitter that this was either going to be the greatest comic book movie ever made, or it was going to be another Thor Love and Thunder. There's no in between. This is all, it's all or nothing with this one. This is either doing it all, or it's going to crash and burn. And I kind of feel like with all the things that we saw in this trailer and all of the cameos that are already popping up just in like the wide shots, it's going to be Easter Egg City, and either they pulled it off in the most Deadpool way possible, or we're going to come out of this theater and be like, oh man. And it's, and there's no in between on it.
All right, Shannon, your thoughts here on this first official trailer from Deadpool and Wolverine. What are your thoughts?
Man, I really hope there's some in between because using those two as an example, you know, last year we heard a lot about the greatest comic book the movie that was ever going to be released with The Flash. And that one did not live up to the expectations. I don't know if this is going to be the greatest comic book ever made. Because Deadpool's not my favorite comic book character. I really like Deadpool. I love the first Deadpool movie. The Deadpool 2, I'm not a big fan of. Okay. But seeing them together, seeing sort of this, you know, natural chemistry that Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman have, like, it is a lot of fun. Now, I don't hold Logan near and dear to my heart. Like, I know Logan's a good movie, but I know a lot of folks kind of had some reticence about Hugh Jackman stepping back into that role because it was such a great send-off for him. But seeing him in the yellow and blue and just watching him be able to drop F-bombs just the way Deadpool does, I'm really excited to see this movie. And yes, this does look like an Easter egg feast for the eyes. I'm sure hoping we don't get enough Love and Thunder.
Yeah, I felt the electricity coming out of it watching this trailer. Like, I did a reaction for it this morning. Immediately, I was just like, oh, man, this feels like the best of the MCU. And I could be diluted, because certainly I enjoyed that, as you said, Thor Love and Thunder trailer. I was 100% in. I liked the Ant-Man and Wasp Quantumania trailer. Kang fighting Ant-Man in the quantum realm. I mean, that sounded awesome. And you throw in Bill Murray, you throw in all this. I'm like, yeah, let's have it. But of course, although we liked those movies, they're not considered movies that people like, so, or love, rather. So this one, though, felt the energy. You could feel the energy, the electricity coming off of this trailer, that you had the chemistry here, as you said, Shannon, with Ryan and with Hugh and their connection and the back and forth. And you had the ball busting, you had the inappropriate sophomoric jokes, you had all of that that made you laugh. But then you could feel the stakes that were bubbling under the surface. You know, I'm bringing you back because I've got to save the people I love. You couldn't do it. And then we had that shot of him by whatever those statues are. We're going to speculate here in a little bit. So there was enough stakes balanced with the humor and then some awesome fight sequences that to me felt like we're going back to Deadpool 1 rather than Deadpool 2. And that's what I was hoping to see coming out of this trailer. So, yeah, I was very happy with what we got. But let's speculate on some of the moment. I'll bring up some images from the trailer, then we're going to talk about it real quick. So what is this? What is this area here? Where are they at? We see the Fox logo. We see some sort of tower up there or needle up there. We see this battleship here. Michael, do you have any speculation on where we might be in these shots here from the trailer?
I mean, we're in the void.
Yeah?
Right? We're in the void from Loki.
A battle world? It's the void?
No, Battle World happens later. Okay. Battle World doesn't just exist. I mean, well, okay.
Back who knows? Yeah, okay.
Who knows? And they could do whatever they want. But all signs point to the Avengers Secret Wars movie being more inspired by the more recent version of Secret Wars that Jonathan Hickman wrote. And in that version of Secret Wars, Battle World is something that's basically created by Doctor Doom and Stephen Strange after the end of the multiverse. And so I don't think that this is a Battle World waiting to be fulfilled. We know that we, at some point in the movie, are in the void. We know that the TVA is playing a major role. We know that we're in the void. We see Eliath in the trailer, so we know that that's all there, and we have a space where we have the remains of a 20th Century Fox logo, the remains of the bridge of the Golden Gate Bridge from X-Men 3, the remains of things, and we know from watching Loki that the void is filled with the remains of shit from pruned timelines and all that. And so I think that the safe bet here is that there is a significant part of this movie. I mean, it looks like Cassandra Nova, and again, I could be completely wrong about this, but it looks like Cassandra Nova is ruling over things from the void, and where pruned people, particularly pruned people from the 20th Century Fox universe, are chilling out and living their best lives. So I think that is, you know, it's that Occam's razor. That's the simplest answer. So I think that's where we are. And I think the idea, in a very Deadpool meta way, that the 20th Century Fox superhero mutant universe, it's been pruned. That is true in real life, so it makes sense that that's where they would all be in the Deadpool universe.
Okay. Shannon, do you agree? Any extra things to add to that?
Well, yeah, I was going to say it looks like the void. I mean, this is a lighter void than we saw Loki. Yeah. But I do still think it's the void. And looking at some of the things that you had pointed out, like that ship, I automatically think X-Men First Class when they have the Cuban Missile Crisis. You see that one building that has that sort of space needle. Yeah. I haven't seen the Wolverine in a long time. I'm like, but yeah, I could see a building like that being in Tokyo. That makes sense. So my guess is like everything that we're seeing in there is our remnants of the Fox films from the past.
Okay.
Why, you know, a giant Ant-Man skull is there, that remains to be seen. But I think that's from Old Man Logan too, right?
Don't get ahead of yourself. Don't get it. We'll get to that.
Oh, sorry. But I will
think, okay, so now that we think that's the void, although I still think kind of Battle World 10%, but you're probably right, Mike, it's the void and Shannon. But let's move this, Shannon. What are your thoughts on this? A friend of mine, Coy Jandrew, speculated this may be graves of the X-Men, like headstones for the X-Men. We see this referenced that, he couldn't save his universe. A lot of people are speculating this could be Genosha even. And we just had that X-Men 97 episode where all those mutants were killed. And Bo DeMeo, of course, possibly violated his NDA by admitting on Twitter that he couldn't use Cassandra Nova in that X-Men 97 episode because they wanted to bring her out live action. and this could be connected? Or what do you speculate these huge structures are, Shannon?
Looking at that, I have zero idea. And the things that are being thrown out, I'm like, yeah, those sound like suggestions. I mean, maybe they're giant tombstones in a field of wheat. Maybe it's Genosha. I have no idea. But whatever that stuff is, wherever they are, something heavy has just happened to Logan, based off of the expression on Hugh Jackman's face.
And isn't this our favorite Logan, Mike, the guilt-ridden, full of shame, wanting to atone, Logan? What did you think of this shot? What do you think this is? What's your speculation? What sounds right to you?
I mean, they say in the trailer that this Logan is, basically is responsible for the death of everybody in his universe.
Right.
And this is basically, this looks like that's what you see. In the same way that Marvel didn't want Bo DiMaio to use Cassandra Nova because they knew they were going to use her in live action, if this were Genosha, I don't think we would have seen Genosha in X-Men 97. I think that even though in the comics, Cassandra Nova is responsible for the destruction of Genosha.
Yeah.
If they were like, we don't want you to use it because we're doing it in live action, so live action gets Cassandra Nova, X-Men 97 got Genosha. So I don't think that we're going to all of a sudden see Genosha here. I don't think this is going to link up in some way to what we've seen in X-Men 97. But I think that the only thing we know for sure, and I mean, I don't know the why and the how of it, but that based on a lot of conjecture from the teaser trailer, and then basically what Deadpool says in this and what they say about it is like, for whatever reason, Deadpool is pulled in by the TVA, he's fighting to save his universe and his family and the people he loves. And this Wolverine failed at that. And so I think the gravestones of dead mutants or, you know, thousands of unnamed mutants all buried is probably the most likely contender for what those things are, just because that seems to support the emotional story that we're telling with Logan.
Yeah, we've gotten shades of Old Man Logan in the Logan movie, but this could be this Old Man Logan story again, because remember, he gets tricked into killing all the X-Men and Old Man Logan and, you know, basically hides himself out somewhere. So maybe there are elements of that story they're using for this story to make these Logans connect from the Fox universe into this universe. I don't know. It's interesting to speculate and see, because it seemed to be when you watch Logan that it was Xavier who made the mistake, Xavier who did something, not Logan. So I wonder if they're turning it around for this particular Logan variant that he did something. Yeah. So could be interesting to see, but I love the design. Oh yeah, let's get to the Ant-Man helmet and the skull and the teeth and the arms and all of this happening. Michael, what's your speculation on why we have an Ant-Man helmet with teeth? A lot of people said this could be the Castle of Ant Skull. Like, what are your thoughts here when you see that
Castle
shot?
Castle of Ant Skull. Well, yeah, it's got teeth because it's a giant dead Ant-Man. I mean, like, I don't know why the teeth are a surprise. It's a giant dead Ant-Man. He's dead.
It's some chompers right there.
Why has he got chompers? He dead. And it looks like that's where Cassandra Nova's operating from, which I think is really fucked up and awesome. Why is there a giant Scott Lang in the void, if it is the void? He got pruned somewhere, you know, like that. I mean, the great thing, the cheat of the void and the great thing about the void is anything that's there, they don't even really have to answer it. Like if they're in the void and there's a giant dead Ant-Man in the void, they could answer it or not answer it. It could just be one of those things that's in the void. So I don't know, but why Cassandra Nova has chosen to operate out of a dead Avenger's head, is going to be an interesting thing to answer. And also, I think it just makes her kind of awesome.
Yeah, kind of. What's your speculation, Shannon? I mean, Matt Dillon will be proud of these chompers from There's Something About Mary. So what are your thoughts when you look at this shot here? Does this fill you with dread, concern, or kind of weird you out a little bit? Does this make you think maybe this is a quantum realm type connection? What are your thoughts when you see this?
I mean, I immediately, after watching the giant helmet go up and watching Cassandra Nova come out through the, you know, the jaw, I started looking at the people in front. And it's like, okay, those are going to be people. And one of them that I noticed was Lady Deathstrike.
Yes.
Because you can see her claws out. I think they said Aaron Stanford was in there as well as Pyro.
Possibly, yes.
But yeah, well, I mean, that's immediately what I
went. And
I
think
he's in red right there. And I think, is that Toad over there on the left? Like
Toad, possibly.
Third from the ramp.
Yeah, Callisto is possible. Starfish or Glob. Herman might be in there. And as you said, Michael, Azazel. And someone's speculating here on GameSpot that the man in the red and white striped t-shirt could be Colossus. So, interesting. So there you go.
It definitely feels like whatever's going on in the void, Cassandra Nova's got her own little brotherhood of evil mutants going on there. So that's going to be, you know what? It's going to be exciting to see. The more that we see of this, you know, like early on with the Deadpool, oh, this person's in the movie, this person's in the movie, this person's in the movie. You're kind of like, okay, like, is this going to be good or bad? This, again, you know, fool me once, like Multiverse of Madness and seeing the Illuminati, I was more excited than anybody and that fell flat for me. So this could happen too, but this seems like they're using the TVA and the Void and everything in the right way that sort of gives them the permission to have the fun with these characters without having to like over explain it.
Hello, Geek Buddies fans. Before we jump into today's episode, let's give a warm thank you to our sponsor, Marquee TV. Their support is why we're able to bring this podcast to you. Marquee TV isn't just any streaming service. They're your gateway to an incredible world of arts and culture.
That's right, Johnny. I've explored Marquee TV, and I've been amazed by their vast library of performances, exclusive interviews, and behind-the-scenes content. It is a treasure trove for any arts and culture lover. Right now, I'm in the middle of watching the Royal Shakespeare Company's production of The Tempest, and I've also got my eye on that Shakespeare masterclass taught by Dame Judi Dench.
Yeah, Shannon, and speaking of the RSC, I watched Christopher Eccleston's performance of Macbeth last night, and I'm going to jump into Kit Harington's performance of Henry V from the Donmar Warehouse.
Imagine having the world's most breathtaking ballets, dramatic theater productions, and magical operas at your fingertip. That's the experience Marquee TV offers, making the arts accessible wherever you are.
And we've got a special treat for our listeners. Marquee TV offers 3 months of access for just 99 cents. That's right. 3 months for only 99 cents with the code BUDDIES, BUDDIES. Simply visit Marquee.tv and use the promo code BUDDIES to dive into the world of arts like never before. Bring the arts home with Marquee TV. Get 3 months for just 99 cents. Visit Marquee.tv to start your journey into the world of arts now. Use code BUDDIES.
Explore the extensive library of performances on Marquee TV today and keep up with the latest in art streaming by following at Marquee TV on social media.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
So let's get to this. Cassandra Nova, Michael, you've been hinting at it. Shannon, you've been hinting at it. We get two. I think that's actually her doing as well. Cassandra, maybe Noviosa. I don't know what you'd say there, but what are your thoughts here? What are your thoughts here, Mike, when you see Cassandra Nova coming down? Do you want to give the kids a little bit of a comic book lesson on who Cassandra Nova is?
Yeah, Cassandra Nova is Charles Xavier's twin who was so evil in the womb that Charles Xavier the fetus destroyed her because she was so bad that she shouldn't exist, but she made it. She got out. And she shows up in Grant Morrison's run of X-Men. and ultimately is responsible for the destruction of Genosha and is just a wild and weird character. So seeing her used as the main heavy, which they've sort of, you know, been hinting at and saying that was what it was going to be, but like getting to finally see her in action, it's going to be fun. I mean, she's basically evil Professor X.
Yeah.
I mean, for all intents and purposes, and even seeing her use her telepathy, telekinesis to like control Logan and kind of have this sort of bored, everything is just silly. I'm more powerful than everybody. Like, it's going to be fun to see. I mean, you know, as we were talking about Logan and everybody's issues with Logan and him showing up here and everything else, but that Logan Professor X relationship was so great in Logan. And also seeing a Professor X that wasn't really in control of his powers and seeing a Professor X that was having those trouble getting older, getting dementia, like that was a really interesting and touching thing. And that bond between Professor X and Logan in the 20th Century Fox movies has always been one of the strongest relationships in those movies. So having sort of the evil fucked up version of him be the big bad guy in this movie to go up against Logan, I think feels like something new and different that still sort of like tips the hat to the Wolverine and Professor X that we got to see for 20 years in X-Men movies.
Yes, comic Shannon, in the comics, Cassandra Nova has a very big part in what happens with Lalandra. We saw Lalandra in X-Men 97, in Genosha. So like there's a lot that Cassandra Nova is connected to, as Michael mentioned, being his twin sister, but then we find out that it's this thing that can sit on a wall forever until it finds the right body and then becomes what it becomes. It's a very convoluted story, but yet very dangerous. And do you think this is the main villain the TVA is coming after? And why does the TVA need Wolverine to go with Deadpool? Why is Deadpool killing TVA soldiers in the trailer? Like, what's your speculation on the Cassandra Nova of it all? And do you like the look of Emma Corrin as Cassandra Nova in this trailer?
I think not only does Emma Corrin look awesome, but it looks like she's having a lot of fun. It looks like they're having a lot of fun. And that's the main takeaway from this trailer. Like, in terms of why things are happening, man, I have no idea. but we saw what Cassandra Nova could do to Logan. Who's to say she couldn't also do that to a bunch of TVA soldiers?
Right.
But it just seems like a lot of fun. And along with Emma Corrin having a lot of fun, like, I love when Deadpool is funny. But I also love when there are stakes with Deadpool, which you already said, Johnny. Like at the beginning, when he tells Logan, like, unless you want to breathe through a hole in your fucking skull, you know, you're going to come with me. I love when Deadpool actually levels up in terms of a threat, because as funny as Deadpool is, one of the things that we do enjoy about these movies is what a badass Wade Wilson is. And watching all of them fight in their collective, their respective ways, I'm really hopeful that this is going to be a blast in the theaters.
Yeah, hope so too. All right, let's hit one or two more things here. Where are they going, Shannon? Is this real? I've seen people online speculating that this was added, kind of like how they removed a couple of the Spider-Men in the Spider-Man No Way Home trailer. Some people are speculating this portal isn't even in the movie, that this was added in the trailer to give people a bit of a, to send them on another wild goose chase, and that they might not be jumping into the MCU portal. What do you think about this?
I mean, I sure hope that they didn't add that portal to throw us off. But I mean, when you look at where they're going, you can't really see it. It seems like this is probably a situation where they have kind of erased where they're going to be jumping into, much like how they took out two of the Spider-Men in that No Way Home trailer.
Right.
Just having a Doctor Strange portal show up. Maybe it is Battleworld, Johnny. Maybe you're right. Maybe you're right.
It could be. Could be. What do you think, Mike? What's your speculation here? Is the portal real? And where are they going, man?
My speculation is that the internet needs to take a step back and breathe with their own speculation. Taking something out of a trailer because you don't want to spoil the reveal is one thing. Randomly saying let's make up a portal to really drive them wild, like, that's not how studios work. Nobody does that. You know what would be cool? Let's fuck with them. Like, so I think Shannon's right that, like, maybe in the movie when we see it, you'll be able to see more clearly where they're jumping to. But I think there's also this giant leap that they're like, oh, this is us, so that we think they're jumping into the MCU. Like, no, this could be them escaping in any way, shape, or form. As we've already seen in X-Men 97 with Forge, like, magic in the MCU has a very specific sort of artistic aesthetic. And so it, whether it be Doctor Strange or Ned or anybody, like, creating a portal from one place to another in these universes, like, there's a look to it. So I think the fact that it has that look makes sense. That all you can really say is somebody magic made that portal. That's not TVA. That's not like the TVA doorway portals that open up. Like, that is a magic portal. Short of that, maybe anybody.
Okay. I know we got to wrap up. I want to ask you about two more things. One, what do we think the TVA's role in this is in the trailer? I mean, in the movie, rather. We saw in the trailer, Matthew McFadden's got a bloody nose. He's pretty damaged. Hugh is down there. Wolverine is down there. Looks like he's been sedated. He gets recruited, Deadpool does, to get Wolverine to stop what's going to happen, which essentially is Cassandra Nova. But we also see Deadpool killing some TVA soldiers in what looks to be some forest, a wintry forest. So, what are your thoughts here, Michael? What's the role TVA has in this one?
I mean, I think the TVA comes in, recruits Wade. I don't know that they recruit Logan. It feels like based on just what we've seen in the trailer. And again, this is just pure conjecture, but it's like TVA recruits Wade because they need him to do X, and he's the only one who can do it because he's Wade Wilson. And the carrot to their stick is, this is to save your universe. It feels like Deadpool goes and says, I'm going to go get this Logan guy because I need a Logan to help me do this, whatever, for whatever it is. And whether it's like, we need you to stop Cassandra Nova, we need to do this. But at some point in the movie, like, it looks like everything that happens in the void feels like that's the middle of a movie. It doesn't feel like they're showing us the big third act finale. So it looks like the void section is sort of in the middle with the Cassandra Nova. And I think what we haven't seen yet is what really goes on. And I think it may end up being Wade, Logan, and maybe even Cassandra Nova going up against the TVA. I also think that, Matthew McFadden says, they refer to the sacred timeline. Like, there's been a lot of talk about the fact that at the end of Loki season 2, the TVA isn't protecting a sacred timeline anymore. They're doing a whole different thing. And Loki's got the whole tree. And so the fact that, like, Matthew McFadden, like, where is this TVA in the Loki timeline? And also, where are these TVA agents? Is this a faction of the TVA? Is this a bad version of the TVA? Like,
is it Loki's TVA or someone else's TVA?
So I think that, I think ultimately the TVA is going to be the antagonists here, and that it's going to be Deadpool and Logan going up against them and saving their universes. But at least Deadpool ending up, feels like Logan could have yet another Logan honorable death. Like, he's going to do right by, he's going to do things the right way this time and help Wade. But then at the end, he's going to die. And then Wade ends up in the MCU. Like, we'll see what happens, but it looks like it's going to be a wild ride. I mean, like, you know, some of the other things we saw, like the Red Skull's car in there, like, there's just a bunch of things. So I think that we haven't even scratched the surface on the cameos and Easter eggs that we're going to see. But just echoing what you two said, the best thing about this trailer is that as much as there's a bunch of fun Easter eggs, this trailer in particular, and even though it ended with a great run on cocaine, like a great cocaine bit at the end, the meat of this trailer felt like it actually had meat. It actually felt like there was stakes. It actually felt like there was an emotional story here and that there's a reason for these two buddies to get together in this buddy comedy, and that part's going to be satisfying. And if that part works and that's satisfying, then all the Easter eggs are exactly what they're supposed to be, which is just icing on the cake, not the main course.
There's no Elektra in the trailer. Shannon, any speculation further to add on the TVA aspect of this?
I mean, my guess, and it's probably incorrect, my guess is that Cassandra Nova and Matthew McFadden are in cahoots somehow.
Yeah.
Because I feel like you don't introduce that character and give Cassandra Nova a redemption story. I think that she bad and she's going to stay bad. but also McFadden, I mean, you know, seeing that, like, that Band-Aid, all right, like, clearly Logan punches that guy in the nose.
Yes.
And Matthew McFadden plays a great guy who you want to punch. So I think that they will continue along with that thread. But as you guys already said, the first trailer was a lot of fun to be like, oh, it's really funny. He's just acknowledging the fact that Disney. This is where we got to see a little bit of what this movie potentially is going to be. Yeah. And again, just watching fun superhero action and letting Hugh Jackman have one last bite at that apple. Maybe he's going to keep doing it. I don't know. Yeah. But it's a lot of fun.
Wars. Yeah, I agree. I think it's McFadden and Cassandra working together, but who knows? Maybe everybody against the TVA, as Michael said, we will see. One last thing. All right. Speculation is that we will finally get Channing Tatum as Gambit and that Daphne Keene might make an appearance here as an older X-23. Of course, she's about to be in The Acolyte. So, Shannon, would you like to see both of them in the movie, yes or no?
Daphne Keene, yes. Channing Tatum, no.
Okay. Michael, your thoughts? Either one or both?
Maybe reverse. Channing Tatum, like it's a Deadpool movie. Like, it's like Brad Pitt in the last one. Like, you want Channing Tatum to come in and have Channing. I think Daphne Keene, so many people hold Logan in such high regard. And yeah. Rightly so, it's a great movie. But people online, like, they're like, oh, how dare they dishonor, like, maybe just keep her away from this movie because it just feels like the more Logan stuff you have in it, the more you're going to rile up a very passionate subsection of mutant fans on Twitter and maybe just let them have their peace.
I guess, man. Y'all are crazy. There's no bigger fan of Logan than me. And I'm going to tell you right now, this movie doesn't bother me at all. I tweeted that out. It gets ridiculous, but I get it. Some people get real possessive about this kind of stuff, but this has nothing to do with that. Nothing. No matter if they connect them, still has nothing to do with that. You can enjoy Logan as you did the first time. So, all right. Anything else to add? Anything else we should stop on? I know we're almost at 30 minutes, so I feel like we should wrap up. Anything else, or are we good?
I'm just happy that summer movies are finally here. Let's do this.
You can feel it. Let's fucking
two
go.
Weeks. Shall we say? 2 weeks.
Yeah, 2 weeks. Hey, okay, this one's coming out in July, right? July 26th. So get ready for that one coming up real soon. We'll have more speculation as the stuff goes on down the road. Of course, more episodes of Geek Buddies coming out later this week. Look for that as well. Thank you so much for joining us. Shannon, what do we have to tell them?
Yeah, if you'd like to follow us on social media, on Twitter, it's @Geek_Buddies. On Instagram, @The_Geek_Buddies. If you'd like to follow me on social media, on Twitter, it's @Shannon_McClung. On Instagram, @ShannonTheGeekBuddy. If you would like to follow Mr. Vogel, it is @MKTune. If you'd like to follow Mr. Roca, it is @TheRocaSays.
Mikey.
After you do all that, you can go ahead and smash that like button below. Subscribe to Johnny's Outlaw Nation page. Check out all the amazing content he has got there. Leave your comments below. Let us know what you thought of the Deadpool 3 trailer. What did you think of the Easter eggs? What did you think of the emotional stakes? What did you think of Logan? Let us know all of that below. If you are listening to us on a podcast, go ahead and leave us some stars and some comments so we go up in the rankings and more people can find us. And as always, the best thing you can do is retweet this video, post it on your socials, send it to your friends, and tell them to hang out with your buddies, the Geek Buddies.
There you go. All right. Thank you all so much for joining us again. As Michael said, leave all your comments. What do we miss? What do we get? Let us know. And we'll talk to you next time with another brand new episode of the Geek Bites brought to you by the
Geek Buddies. Hey!
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.